This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. One of the early signs that the virus was going to change, you know, everything was when South by Southwest was kind of suddenly canceled last year. Well, another trip around the sun later, the annual conference and associated festivals are set to start next week in Austin. And despite Governor Greg Abbott's recent pronouncement that Texas is 100% open, this year's festival is still going to be online only. Speeches by Willie Nelson and Stacey Abrams, live sets from new bands, film screenings, and business networking get-togethers, all of it virtual. So what do you think? Worth the price of South by admission? From Austin, Marketplace's Andy Euler has that one.
In a normal year, the 100-year-old Paramount Theater here on Congress Avenue in downtown Austin would be gearing up to show new films as part of South by Southwest, films that might have included the documentary about Texas troubadour Guy Clark.
If I can just get off of this L.A. freeway without getting killed or caught.
The film, Without Getting Killed or Caught, is part of the South by Southwest Film Festival, but you'll have to watch it from your couch. All festival films are virtual only. Jim Ritz is the CEO of the Austin Theater Alliance, which runs the Paramount. He says for the second year running, the Paramount's going to miss out on the rent that South by Southwest would normally pay, not to mention the sale of popcorn and Cokes.
Over those 10 days, we would be screening between 60 to 80 films, doing something like 20 to 25 world premieres.
Los Angeles ad agency founder Nick Cleveroff was going to debut a short promotional film at the festival last year, but South by was canceled altogether. He got a free pass to attend in 2021 as a consolation prize. His wife, who is his business partner, bought a pass for about $400. And even though they're not traveling to Austin, they expect in the end they'll get something out of attending South by online.
In a virtual setting, you know, if that entry gets you into some rooms where a natural connection might happen and something authentic happens, I certainly think it's worth it. And at the very least, you get to watch some cool movies and hear some new music.
Farouk Malik is a bit more dubious. He's not interested in spending $400 for a virtual South by Southwest.
What's the point?
He's a fintech entrepreneur and bought a platinum badge in 2019 to get him into everything at South by, including panel discussions about emerging technology. Those badges go for more than $1,700. Like so many South by Southwest attendees, Malik is in it for the serendipity. Some music here, a keynote speech there, meeting new people over cocktails and tacos.
You lose all of that now because, I mean, I can see a name on a Zoom call, but I know nothing about that person other than that they're there. And I don't even know if they're actually there, right? Because, I mean, I've been on Zoom calls and I've turned my camera off and I'm not actually there.
The South by Corporation really has no idea how many people are going to buy passes this year. Jan Basket is the chief brand officer.
Obviously, we can't create the beauty of the physical spontaneity, but we're using platforms that will allow for mentor sessions and workshops and roundtables, and it will feel like there are a variety of ways to connect with each other.
After the event was canceled last March, South by Southwest laid off about a third of its staff, almost 60 people, and has since hired back some of them. Austin's business community is rooting for South by Southwest to get through the pandemic. It's just so important to the local economy. Cindy Lowe runs Red Velvet, a local event management agency that depends on South by.
We are struggling ourselves. So we have cut our team in half practically. We are working basically week to week in trying to secure as much revenue as possible.
Lowe says at this point, she's just hoping her company can stick around long enough to benefit from South by Southwest 2022, assuming that version is back to normal. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.